तद्यजति तन्नैजति
तद्यजति तन्नैजति
तद्दूरे ददवन्दिके
तद्दूरे ददवन्दिके
तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य
तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य
तदु सर्वास्यास्य बाह्यतः
तदु सर्वस्यास्य बाह्यतः
तदेजति तन्नैजति
तदेजति तन्नैजति
तद्दूरे तद्वन्दिके
तद्दूरे तद्वन्दिके
तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य
तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य
तदु सर्वास्यास्य बाह्यतः
तदु सर्वास्यास्य बाह्यतः
तदेजति तन्नैजति Not E, because it is Rasva, not Dirgha. Tadde jati, tanne jati, not jati, not. Tadde jati, tanne jati.
Tadde jati, tanne jati.
Taddure tadvandike.
Taddure tadvandike.
Tadantarasya sarvasya.
Tadantarasya sarvasya.
Tadu sarvasyasya bahyatah.
Tadu sarvasyasya bahyatah.
There's a difference between du. In the first line, that dure, that is dirgha. And down, sarvasya tadu. That is rasva. The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he is very near as well. He is within everything, and yet he is outside of everything. How to understand this? All contradictions, they get resolved in the Supreme Personality of a God. Everything gets resolved in Him. We'll see how that. Here is description of some of the Supreme Lord's transcendental activities executed by His inconceivable potencies, that is Achintya Shakti. The contradictions given here prove the inconceivable potencies of the Lord. He walks and He does not walk. Ordinarily, if someone can walk, it is illogical to say he cannot walk. But in reference to God, such a contradiction simply serves to indicate His inconceivable power. With our limited fund of knowledge, we cannot accommodate such a contradiction. And therefore, we conceive of the Lord in terms of our limited powers of understanding. For example, the impersonalist philosophers of Mayavad school accept only the Lord's impersonal activities and reject His personal feature. But the members of Bhagavata school, adopting the perfect conception of the Lord, accept His inconceivable potencies and thus understand that He is both personal and impersonal. The Bhagavatas know that without inconceivable potency, there can be no meaning to the world, to the words Supreme Lord. If something is uncommon, then only you can accept that person superior to others. Otherwise, you will think he is a normal quota only. Same like us. But He has some powers which are inconceivable through our blunt senses. Then only you can understand that He is a supreme. Does it make sense? No. Like Lord Jagannath. Does He have hands? He has also and He does not also. And still He eats 8 times a day with all 56 bhogas. How He does that? That is inconceivable through our blunt senses. But he does that. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pashanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti. That's Brahma Samhita. His bodily limbs are so transcendental that one limb can perform the activity of other limb. When you offer bhoga to the Lord, he eats through eyes. He glances and everything happens. Same like a material nature. How he impregnated that material nature? Just by his one glance, the material nature gets impregnated and all the jivas, they comes out. In generally what happens? Man and woman, they have to come together, they have to conceive, and then jiva comes into existence for the new body or new birth. But Lord's activities and his potencies are so transcendental. Them to understand through our material knowledge, it's not possible. That's why they are called as an inconceivable, achintya. Any doubt about this? The supreme law, we should not take it for granted that because we cannot see God with our eyes, the Lord has no personal existence. Sri Ishopanishad refutes this argument by declaring that the Lord is far away but very near also. The abode of the Lord is beyond the material sky, and we have no means to measure even this material sky. If the material sky extends so far, then what to speak of the spiritual sky, which is altogether beyond it? That the spiritual sky is situated far, far away from the material universe is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text number 6. What is the shloka? Anybody remembers? From next time, please carry Bhagavad Gita with you. Because right now, it's a good time for you to mark that shlokas with reference to this. So whenever you want to preach, you will get the things together. Are you able to get it, what I am saying? Yadgatva nivartante tadhama paramam. What he is saying about? There is one Android application called Gita Bes. You download that. You will get all the Prabhupada books there on that application. That's very easy, handy. So what we are speaking about now?
It's not eliminated by Sanya, Sushanka, Agni.
Tanu?
The spiritual sky is far away.
Beyond our imagination. Nadat bhasayate suryo na shashankona pavakaha yad gatva nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. But despite the Lord's being so far away, he can at once, within less than a second, descends before us with a speed swifter than that of a mind or a wind. That as explained in previous verse, Aneja Dekum Manaso Javiya. He can also run so swiftly that no one can surpass him. This has already been described in the previous verse. Yet, when the personality of a Godhead comes before us, we neglect him. Such a foolish negligence is condemned by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita 9.11. What is that 9.11? Avajananti mamudha manushim tanum ashritam. Who never understands the Lord?
Foolish.
So who we are?
Foolish.
Everyone agree with that? Raise your hands. Tanu, what? Why we are raising our hands?
Because we know he's transcendent.
Sorry?
How sweet.
He's not raising his
hands. Because he
knows. Lord says mudas they don't know me. But actually intelligent people they know him. So we have one person. Where are we? Page number?
39.
Where he says that foolish deride him. Considering him as a mortal being. Manushim tanum ashritaha. He is not a mortal being, nor does he come before us with a body produced of material nature. There are many so-called scholars who contend that the Lord descends in this, in a body made up of matter, just like an ordinary living being, not knowing his inconceivable power. Such a foolish man place the Lord on equal level with an ordinary man. And that's why they call any little bit of a superior personality as a Bhagavan. First Baba, then Maharaj, and then Anandakoti Brahmandanaya Yoga, Yoga, Mahayogi Raj. So much and so many. Need to be understood. All these designations are meant for the Lord, not for Sachidananda Swarup. Anandakoti Brahmandanaya Raja Adi Raj, Yogi Raj. Para Brahma Sachidananda. I don't know where they are going to go. Because he is full of inconceivable potencies, God can accept our services through any sort of a medium, and he can convert his different potencies according to his own will. Non-believers argue either that the Lord cannot incarnate himself at all, or that if he does, he descends in the form of a material energy. These arguments are nullified if we accept the existence of a Lord's inconceivable potencies. Then we will understand that even if the Lord appears before us in the form of material energy, it is quite possible for him to convert his energy into spiritual energy. Since the source of the energies is one and the same, the energies can be utilized according to the will of their source. For example, the Lord can appear in the form of a Archa Vigraha, a deity supposedly made of earth, stone or wood. What?
Some message. Somebody gets some message, I think.
Cell phone.
Deity forms. Although engraved from wood, stone or other matter, are not idols as the iconoclast contend. What they call? Manicures. When you go to the cloth shop, you will find some statues there, put on clothes for the show. See, what is the point that he made? What this paragraph speaks about? Okay? Are you able to follow it? Or?
Yeah.
What was that?
The we must accept that the Lord is
speak made. Aloud.
We must accept that the Lord is made from and that He is inconceivable.
He can manipulate with His energies. He can make material energy spiritual, spiritual energy material. Because He is in control. That's what declared here. Even the Lord in the form of Archa Vigraha, and that Archa Vigraha is made up of stone, wood or anything. But even though that is a material energy, but through that He can reciprocate with you. That's the nature of their Lordship. And that's why it is inconceivable. And one name of the Lord, that's why has given Aghatita Ghatana Patiyasi, who is expert to get the things done which are not normally happens. Do you remember any pastime of the Lord like that?
Like what?
Giriraj. He was so tiny as a form wise, but He has lifted Govardhan on His little finger, that of left hand, and stood for 7 days and seven nights. Any other pastime?
Without food.
Without food. Nobody was feeling hungry and thirsty. Not Him, including Him all.
Yeah.
Any other pastime?
All are like that. Pukna was similar to that. He was very small fat when He...
One particular pastime, it is very clearly visible. Yes.
He showed universal form to His mother.
Exactly. That's what I was expecting. In His mouth, He showed the whole universe. And on top of that, He Himself and Mother Yashoda also. Which is very difficult to conceive. Mother Yashoda was totally, what is this? This is my Lala? No, I don't think so. And she started chanting different prayers so that her Lala can get saved from some illusory energy. See, this is how the Lord works. Okay. Praveen Prabhu, read the next paragraph in our...
In our present state of imperfect material existence, we cannot see the Supreme Lord due to imperfect vision. Yet those devotees who want to see Him by means of material vision are favored by the Lord who appears in a so-called material form to accept His devotee's service. One should not think that such devotees who are in the lower stage of devotional service are worshipping an idol. They are factually worshipping the Lord who has agreed to appear before them in an approachable way. Lord is the archa form fashioned according to the whims of the worshipper. This form is eternally existent with all paraphernalia. This can be actually felt by a sincere devotee, but not by an atheist.
You can find these atheist people mostly in Maharashtra. During this Ganapati Jayanti or Ganapati festival, they do all sort of nonsense. They put bat in His hand. Huh?
They call Maskara Ganapati.
Maskara Ganapati.
Especially in Nagpur side, it's too much.
This is nonsense. Because Lord, whenever He takes any form, He takes His eternal form, what is there existing. The same form devotee would like to worship in his own way, then Lord manifests that same form. It's not that it's by His whimsical way that someone creates some form of the Lord and start worshipping. It never happens. That need to be understood. Next paragraph.
So the Bhagavad Gita...
In the Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Lord says that how He treats His devotees depends on the devotee's degree of surrender. The Lord reserves the right not to reveal Himself to anyone and everyone, but to show Himself only to those souls who surrender unto Him. Thus, for the surrendered soul, He is always within reach, whereas for the unsurrendered soul, He is far, far away and cannot be approached.
See, this verse is very famous and you should remember this verse. Whenever people they argue with you, na, I wanted to see your God. this verse is answer for that. Sometimes they say, if your God is there in the temple, why he has not saved himself from the invaders? That question comes in our mind also sometimes. Or not?
Yes, sir.
How many of you genuinely tell me that you had this question in your mind? Or you are having this question in your mind? That so many invaders, they came, they brutally killed brahmanas, destroyed the deities, destroyed the temples, and your Lord has not done anything. You consider him as Archa Vigra, but he's not doing anything. What will be the answer for that?
He fully puts himself in the hearts of his devotees, and does not want to show his own.
That's convincing.
Can we look at it in another way? The killing or whatever has been happened is because he was not treated the way it has to be treated. He has to be treated during that time, and that's why he made that situation to happen.
See, the verse itself gives the answer. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamyam. That's the verse 4.11. Mama vartamanu vartante manusha partha sarvashaha. Lord clearly says here, as they surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respect. They consider it as an idol only. They never considered him as a Lord. So they broke it. Inventors, they came, they thought, hey, Bhagavan thodi hai, ye to patthar hai, tod do. They broke it. For them, he was a stone. Even today, such a broken deity is, they are still reciprocating with the pure devotees. Because they consider him as a Lord. And they worship him. Lord is there not to protect himself, he is there to protect devotees. And he says clearly, Name Bhaktya Pranashati, if they are my devotees, they are not going to get punished. But who are not, they are liable to get punished. So whoever got killed, they must have done some offense, so they. And whoever not got killed, who got saved, they were the pure devotees. Lord is reciprocally respondent, that you should understand. This is what Prabhupada says in this purport also. So today's homework is that you go home and study this verse from Bhagavad Gita and try to understand it and write it down what you have understood from this. Because it is essential. If you understand this basics of Bhagavad Gita, it becomes very easy for you to preach. Easy for you to do your sadhana. It increases your faith in the Lord. Like every time you say that, I'm not able to concentrate. Why? Because you yourself trying to control your mind. But if you pray to their Lordship, because he is the Lord of all Indriyas. You pray him, oh my Lord, I'm not able to control this. I'm a useless fellow. And amongst the senses, you says that mind is topmost. And that's you. How I can control you? So you help me to control this. This will work out. And you will feel a change in your way of approaching God. And if you approach in that way, that shows you a surrender. And Lord says, if you are surrendered, I will take care of you. Then Ma Shucha, don't think anymore. You think too much because of that. Sure. Have a faith. It's not you, it's Lord.
The Brahmanas who got killed, so like if we take it, the bodily concept they got killed, but there was some God to Krishna.
So definitely, no? Definitely. Sometimes Lord, to just purify you at once, he takes out your bodily attachment. He does that. Because he says that I can do anything for my devotee. And his way of working is totally different. His way of showing love is also totally different. I will tell you one story of Purandar Dasa. Once what happened, Purandar Dasa, how many of you have been to Pandharpur? Not eh? This time you should visit.
When last you, time we thought, but
oh, you should go. In Pandharpur temple there is one pillar. It is silver coated with a silver what they call it?
silver plate,
totally thick silver plate. That pillar is known as a Purandara pillar. Purandara. Just to test his own devotee, Purandara Dasa was, he was considered as a Navakoti Narayana. Navakoti Narayana means that time he had the gems with him. He was a big gem merchant in all over India. So he was considered as wealthy as Lord Narayana. The day he got a renunciation, he left everything, just put a tulsi patra on the everything, offered it to Lord, and he quit his home. So one day, Lord took his own form of Purandara and he went to one prostitute. Sat there whole night and he heard about all her songs and everything. And took out his own bracelet and gave it to that prostitute. Okay. Next day Pujari woke up and he was searching for Lord's bracelets. It's not available. So immediately they said that, okay, go and search each and every house. So when that news came, that woman, she came herself forth and she said, this is what I got you. Then I said, who gave you this? He said, yesterday Purandara Das came to me. Everyone was surprised. What? Whole day he does bhajans and night he goes to the prostitute house. It's not good. So everyone started blaming him. And there were a few brahmanas who were totally deadly against him. They said, punish him. So they tied him to one pillar and started beating him up. As they started beating him up, Purandara Dasa was glorifying their lordship. Now I understood how you take your revenge. This is the way you want to take a revenge, and you are taking it. The Lord, he came in the form of a child, runningly, and he embraced him. He said, no, not he, it's me only. I did that. Because of him, the other people got benefited to see their lordship in the childhood form. That's the glory of devotees. So Lord, when he shows his mercy to devotees, how he will show, you can't know. He became merciful to everyone and showed his childhood form without their qualification. But to show that mercy, he put his own devotee into trouble. This is how he is agati the ghatana patiyas. He can do whenever and however, whatever he wants. So, devotees, they always consider whatever comes in their life, they accept it as it is. And that's why Tukaram Maharaj says, Thevile anante taise chirave chitya sodhyave samana. The way Lord has created situation in our life, just accept it and pass it on. Because this is a changing phase, is not going to stay for long. Whatever has come, it has to gone. It has to go. Nothing will remain permanently with you. Unless and until you perform devotional service. Is that clear? Ye yathamam prapadyante tam satayva bhajamyaham.
What is the revenge he had for
going? That some other time we'll discuss. That's not the matter of today's discussion. Who was reading?
I can continue. In this correction, two words the revealed scripture often applied to the Lord, Saguna with qualities and Nirguna without qualities, are very important. The word Saguna does not imply that when the Lord appears with perceivable qualities, he must take on a material form and be subject to the laws of material nature. For him, there is no difference between the material and spiritual energies because he is the source of all energies. As the controller of all energies, he cannot at any time be under their influence as we are. The material energy works according to his direction. Therefore, he can use the energy for his purpose without ever being influenced by any of the qualities of the energy. In this sense, he is Nirguna, without qualities. Nor does the Lord become a formless entity at any time, for ultimately he is the eternal form, the primeval Lord. His impersonal aspect of Brahman effulgence is but the glow of his personal rays, just as the sun's rays are the glow of sun god.
So here the main important thing that Prabhupada has discussed about Saguna and Nirguna. Most of the people, they consider Lord as a Nirguna. Nirguna means without any qualities. But which qualities? He is without material qualities. As we have four defects, he does not have. As we come under the modes of material nature, he never come under that. So in that sense, he is a Nirguna. Guna means ropa, means bondage. So Lord never comes under any bondage other than love. Generally, the living entities, they get bound in this material world with three gunas, rajatama sattva. And Lord is sattvam, vishuddha sattvam, vasudeva kalpitam. He is beyond the mode of goodness and vishuddha sattva. In that sense, he is a nirguna. And saguna means, because he has everything, that's why everyone has everything. A creator can't be less than his own creation. You got a point? Next. Whoever wants to read, read aloud. So everyone.
Saint Prahlad Maharaj was in the presence of his atheist father. His father asked him, "Where is your God?" And Prahlad replied that God resides everywhere. The father angrily asked whether his God was within one of the pillars of the palace, and the child said yes. At once the atheist king shattered the pillar in front of him to pieces, and the Lord instantly appeared as Narsimha, the half man, half lion incarnation, and killed the atheist king. This work, the Lord is within everything, and he creates everything by his different energies. Through his inconceivable powers, he can appear at any place in order to favor his sincere devotee. Lord Narasimha appeared from within the pillar, not by the order of the atheist king, but by the wish of his devotee, Prahlada. An atheist cannot order the Lord to appear, but the Lord will appear anywhere and everywhere to show mercy to his devotee.
Okay. So what is clear here? If any atheist says that, if there is a God, show me. Is not your order carrier. Hindi mein baap ka nokar bolte hain. It's not like that. Why? He comes by his own choice and his own way. And he is everywhere. You need to see him through a proper eyes. Without that, you can't see him. Next.
The Gita 4.8 similarly states that the Lord appears in order to vanquish non-believers and protect believers. Of course, the Lord has sufficient energies and agents who can vanquish atheists, but it pleases him to personally favor a devotee. Therefore, he descends as an incarnation. Actually, he descends only to favor his devotees and not for any other purpose.
So, he never came to kill only Hiranyakashipu. Why he has appear?
To
prove that Prahlad Maharaj is correct. To keep the words of his own devotee. First Brahma, because he gave him a boon that he will not die here, there, everywhere and this and that. To prove his benediction also, but to kill Hiranyakashipu and save the demigods. And the first and foremost reason that he appeared, because Prahlada's word, he wanted to prove them. Prahlada said, he is here. And he just manifested. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha dashkata. Next.
In the Brahma Samhita 5.35, it is said that Govinda, the primeval Lord, enters everything.
Gadadhar Prabhu, are you able to hear what he is saying? What he is reading?
In the Brahma Samhita 5.35, it is said that Govinda, the primeval Lord, enters everything by his plenary portion. He enters the universe as well as all the atoms of the universe. He is outside in his Virat form. And he is within everything as Antaryami. As Antaryami, he witnesses everything that is going on. And he abhors as a result of our actions as karma phala. We ourselves may forget what we have done in previous lives. But because the Lord witnesses our actions, the results of our actions are always there. And we have to undergo the reactions nonetheless.
So who is the witness for all our activities?
Antaryami,
the more precise word. Who is residing in our heart and he knows everything. Whatever we have done this life, previous life, everything he knows. Nikit, last prayer. Allow.
The fact that there is nothing but God within and without. Everything is manifested by different energies, just as heat and light emanate from fire. And in this way, there is oneness amongst the diverse energies. Although there is oneness, the God, in his personal form, still enjoys all that is enjoyable for the senses of the minuscule part and parcel of living entities.
So, any doubt about this verse? Chaitanya?
Yes, sir. No more Prabhu.
Huh? So, we are good with this? Can we go next? Sure?
Yastu sarvani bhutanya
Yastu sarvani bhutanya
Atman evanupashyate
Atman evanupashyate